From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. An adult school based in Sacramento has become the center of charter school reform. Highlands Community Charter School and Technical Schools opened in 2014 as a place to help adult students learn English, earn a high school diploma, or learn a trade. But the fate of the school is now in question following a scathing state audit, which found that Highlands misspent public school funds to the tune of $180 million. We learned about the history and the lavish spending earlier this week with a reporter behind a years-long investigation into Highlands, and we have a link to Tuesday's show on our Insight page. Today, we're going to focus on its uncertain future. Last week, the school board for Twin Rivers Unified voted to strip Highlands of its charter, a decision which can and likely will be appealed. In the wake of that state audit, Highlands is under new leadership, hiring former Sacramento City Unified Superintendent Jonathan Raymond to be its new executive director, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you, Vicky. Great to be on the show today.
So you're a veteran in the education field, specifically in and around the Sacramento area. What drew you to education?
Yeah, I think it was my parents who instilled in me the values of hard work and family and the importance of education. And I was really fortunate. They sacrificed a lot to send my brothers and I to very good schools. And so I think as I grew up, the sense of service and wanting to give back and the education field just really spoke to me, particularly working with young people.
Yeah. I mean, you were the superintendent at Sac City Unified for 4 years. You stepped down in 2013, so it's been some time. But during your tenure at the district, it faced its fair share of challenges and budget issues, even school closures. Do you draw parallels to what you're taking on now at Highlands?
Vicki, they were certainly challenging times in California. But we were able to do tremendous things with a lot fewer resources by leaning into the community and bringing really strong people around us who were committed to, as I said, getting better a little bit every day and working together and making decisions that were in the best interest of students. And so while the challenges at Highlands today are different, it still requires us to bring that same approach, which is, how do we make decisions that are in the best interests of our students? How do we come together and we work together? And you know, this isn't about me, or it isn't about I. This is about a collective effort and leaning into the community to support a population of students who have tremendous needs.
Yeah, I mean, Highlands Charter serves adult students who come from different backgrounds, largely immigrants, formerly incarcerated individuals who want to learn English, earn a high school diploma, learn a trade. And when you look at Sac City Unified, I mean, over 3/4 of its students are on free and reduced lunches at that public school in Sacramento. Did that experience prepare you at all for some of the challenges that you're now taking on at Highlands?
I think what it prepares you as a leader, Vicki, is to know that that the fight is noble, and that it's worth whatever sacrifices that you have to make. The population that we serve at Highlands, you know, largely wasn't here when I was in Sacramento. And I think to a certain degree, they're still invisible in this community. And I'm seeing that. We have a lot of community supporters, a lot of community organizations that know the great work that Highlands has done. You know, albeit a lot of mistakes were made, and I've been unapologetic about that. And at the same time, I think that, you know, we need more public champions, you know, who recognize the importance of the communities and the individuals that we serve.
What led you to take on this position at Highlands following that state audit?
Well, I knew things were challenging, and it was a bit of a mess, Vicki. I don't think I really appreciated how much it was until I got here, but it was the same thing at Sac City. But for me, an opportunity to come back to this community that I care about, you know, that means a lot to me, that I had served once before, was really compelling. And so on that notice, I jumped in. My wife and I sold our home, and we moved across the country. And we haven't looked back one day. It's been tremendous to be here in this community again, despite the challenges.
And you've only been in this position for several months. But with that outside perspective, how have you come to understand what happened and what unfolded?
I think I've really looked at it, and I've had a chance to certainly talk to folks, and it didn't take too long to realize that you know, things were significantly more challenging than I had been led to believe. And I knew that even coming in with myself and my own reputation, knowing we'd put a really strong team together, which we have, that we needed to do more to help restore trust and to build integrity. So I asked the board that had just hired me, in fact, to resign before I even came back to Sacramento. That was really important because they were in charge when a lot of these decisions were made, whether they knew or they didn't know. They should have known. And that was just the start. And, you know, since that time, we've replaced all of the senior leadership team. We have brought in really capable, qualified individuals who have been successful in the public education arena. We've restored partnerships, and we're starting to do what I had talked about, which is rebuild trust and integrity, to raise standards across the board, and to be making decisions that are in the best interests of our students. Much has changed. The one thing that hasn't are the students we serve.
Yeah, I mean, those changes are really across the board with new leadership and everything else that you just outlined in a relatively short amount of time. But despite these changes, ideally for the better, last week, the Twin Rivers School District, the school board, voted to revoke the charter of Highlands. And that went against the recommendations of district staff. Did last week's vote come as a surprise to you? I mean, there were other meetings leading up to this.
It didn't, Vicki. I think what surprised me was the meeting before that, when we had a very small material revision, reducing the number of school sites in which we were operating. When that was voted down, I knew 2 weeks later that our charter would likely be revoked. And the trustees really didn't give a reason. I think it was a very short-sighted decision. And, you know, in fairness, Twin Rivers received its fair share of criticism during the state audit for lack of appropriate oversight. And I think when things were going well and Highlands was paying Twin Rivers, you know, millions and millions of dollars for, you know, minimal oversight, you know, it was a great relationship until it changed. So I don't think Twin Rivers has really taken full responsibility. And I think their trustees just simply want to wash their hands of it and have it all go away. And I think it was epitomized by one trustee's comment at the very end when she said to our students who were in the audience, Dolly was there, you know, that, you know, look, this isn't a vote against you, and it isn't, and I hope you take advantage of all the other resources within the community. I mean, it was so naive because there aren't any other resources in the community. You know, Highlands is that lifeline. Again, notwithstanding all the challenges and the mistakes that were made, but, you know, we have cleaned those up. We're not the same organization, but, you know, clearly the trustees aren't interested in that.
So what are the next steps? Can you appeal this decision?
Yes, we'll be appealing to the Sacramento County Office of Education. We feel we have a very strong case on the merits. And in fact, the Twin Rivers Unified staff, who we've worked really closely with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hours, documents, materials, you know, they were fully supportive of us continuing onward. And, you know, that will speak really loud when it gets to the county office.
Can the charter and the students within it, can they still... Is it still business as usual? They can still get an education?
Not only that, Vicki, we're enrolling more students. You know, I like to say earlier this week, I couldn't get a parking spot in my office location, which is our home office, because we have so many more students there. It's a nice problem to have.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Jonathan Raymond, the new executive director of Highlands Charter and Technical Schools, about the future of the school following a vote last week by the Twin Rivers School Board to revoke Highlands Charter. We are also joined by a former Highlands student, Dolly Hunt. Dolly, welcome.
Hi.
What led you to join Highlands?
I will say this. The one thing I had going for me is that I have a winning personality. But what I didn't have going for me is a clear direction. What did that mean for my life? I would say that I had a colorful background. I come from a family of trauma. I come from incarceration. I came from a hopeless space. Education wasn't something that was viewed as important when I was growing up. Surviving was important. So when I first decided to go to school, I think I was referring clients to Highlands. Like, oh, there's this great adult school. You should go. And I looked up at the walls and I noticed I didn't have anything on the walls. I didn't have a degree on the walls. And I said, you know what? I'm going to sign up. I'm going to go graduate before I turn 40. First, it was a joke. And it's a joke that kept going. So I signed up and I didn't turn back from education ever since.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of the focus has been on what went wrong at Highlands. But what would you like people to know about why having this place, this adult school, to pursue education later in life is so important?
I will say that there are people who are often forgotten about in this conversation. We talk a lot about the immigrants, and they're very important. They're a very important piece to Highlands, for sure. But they forget about the people that are from this community that really need to turn their lives around. This is not a game. It is life or death for them. There's nothing else on the other side for them. The statement that she made, and I was going to mention this because that hurt me to my core, to look me in my eyes and to make that statement, because you said that there's other options, but if there were in fact other options, then I would have had other options. Highlands Community Charter School is at shelters. I went to a shelter for domestic violence, to escape domestic violence. Highlands was there. Every single program that I went to get my life together, Highlands Community Charter School was there. There was a site there. So there was no other options for someone like me. So to be able to have that option is so important, because nobody knows what they can do if they don't have anybody to nurture them or to point them in the direction of pulling out that potential in them. And so that's why Highlands is clearly very important. The model itself, I got the opportunity to do things that I never thought I could do. You get the whole full high school experience. So Highlands has proms. I got to meet students from other countries. I got to learn some other languages. I got to develop relationships with people that I never ever thought I would cross paths with, that are like family to me to this day. I got to see some of my people turn their wildest dreams into realities, getting their own stores and doing all these amazing things after getting their education in Highlands. It's just a phenomenal place and a phenomenal model. So yes, the mistakes were made, but reform has to happen, because the model is not a throwaway. We're not throwaways.
And Dolly, I mean, after graduating from Highlands, you're now attending Sacramento State, correct?
Yes, I am so excited. So amazing. You know, you think I would have got a trade, but I think I got my first taste of policy and things like that. I got my first taste at Highlands. I was thrown a ball. I always say they threw me a ball. I will say that I got my first speaking engagement through Highlands. I got to do work on behalf of parental school choice because of Highlands. And all of that led me to the assumption that my voice was very important and that it was necessary. And so, of course, I use that voice here at Sac State on campus. This is my graduation year.
Congratulations.
So I'm super excited, but I am coming back for sure. Master's program. I'm so happy, and I'm just believe that public policy is where I belong. And I owe that to Highlands. Like, seriously, I really owe that to all of the love and the support that they poured into me. I never had that before. And the school and administrators just believe in me. And just say, here, you do this. You can lead this. Even though I tried to run away, they wouldn't let me.
So, I mean, Director Raymond, the charter has been revoked from Twin Rivers, but it is still in operation until June of 2027. And that's if, you know, you're going to appeal. And there's a lot that can happen between now and then. What does the timeline look like? I mean, the next steps of action.
Yeah, that's correct, Vicki. So we have 30 days to appeal the decision of Twin Rivers to the to the County Office of Education. They have another 60 days to review it and to make a decision. So there's 90. So, you know, you can start to look at the math, right? The end of March and then 60 days, you know, that's April, May. And then depending upon what happens there, we also have an appeal option to the State Board of Education. So I've told our team, you know, plan B was always, yes, we would appeal. And that would enable us to certainly finish the school year. So, you know, heads down, team. Students, get back into class. Don't miss a beat. You know, get that homework done. I'll be in class tomorrow making sure. And then, you know, we're also in the process of developing a new charter petition. So a lot of the reforms and a lot of the things that we have learned, our team, really quickly. And we've developed great relationships again with our other colleagues around the state. And we started to do some research and policy analysis of other states and other charter schools and how they're operating. And, you know, we intend to put that to use to really take this school to the next level.
And finally, an anchor to the troubles facing Highlands is that $180 million that state audit found that Highlands misspent and must now pay that money back. What is the status of that?
So there were 18 findings, Vicki. We agreed with 17 of them, and we've been working with the state auditors and others to implement all those 17. And to give you an example, WASC, which is the Western Athletic Schools that oversees and, you know, creates a accreditation, they just accredited Highlands for through 2020. So they've seen the status of our reforms. All of those 17 are almost fully completed. The number 18 is the dollar amount. And, you know, we don't agree with that. We don't agree with the auditor's methodology. They, in essence, said we didn't teach any students for 2 years, which is a fabrication. We graduated students. We taught them. So we're working with the state around that issue. And again, the number is not zero, but it's not $180 million. So we'll continue to work with them as we continue to also implement the other reforms and, frankly, address all the other things like, you know, hiring practices, how we're credentialing our teachers. All of them are credentialed and on a pathway to clear that credential, contracting policies and spending policies. And I know you spoke to, former ABC 10 reporter Andy Judson. Again, I thanked her for her story. I thanked the whistleblowers for coming out so we could correct these issues and a lot of those spending issues that were mentioned, trips to Hawaii, trips to Paris. In fact, you know, we've gone after those folks to repay back. Not only have we sent them letters, but we filed court action. So, you know, we're serious and we mean business. But at the end of the day, this is about supporting students who don't have those chances. Students like Dolly and others who Highlands is their lifeline and they have tremendous needs. And it's a huge asset to the Sacramento region. And, you know, our message is, you know, we need your help now, Sacramento.
Jonathan Raymond is the executive director of Highlands Charter and Technical Schools. And Dolly Hunt is a former Highlands student, soon to be Sac State grad. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you.
And we've been talking about the future of the school following a vote last week by the Twin River School Board to revoke Highlands' charter. Highland plans to appeal that decision. Up next, women's sports are having their moment in the spotlight, but care for female athletes still lags behind their male counterparts. We'll learn about a new data project at UC Berkeley aiming to close that gap and improve health both on and off the field. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.